Mid-Essex Charity News Roundup. Air ambulance support, an arboretum, baby clothes, lifeboats and Ukrainian refugees all feature in this week's roundup of Mid-Essex Charity News. Visitors welcomed the return of a Sunday with a difference as the Blackwater Country Show returned after a two-year break due to COVID. It supports the Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance. Attractions at the Chigborough Road venue in Heybridge included a traditional Ferris wheel, canoeing on the lake, farm animals, clay shooting and archery. Craftsmen and producers also attended to display and sell goods ranging from potters to walking stick makers. The biggest project in the 50-year history of the charity Mark's Hall Estate in Coggeshall is underway to create a replica of the Himalayas and add a new lake. Landscaping with a 17,000 cubic metres of soil from a nearby business park development is creating the mountains, while the new lake will take surface water from Earlscolne Business Park, but will also hold large amounts of runoff during heavy rainfall, helping to protect Coggeshall from future flash floods. Clothes charity Baby Stuff Braintree has been able to open a new storage space after 2 years of COVID-related delays at the Carousel Family Hub in Chapel Hill. The extra space it provides means the organisation can now provide a range of basic equipment. Lifeboat Sir William Arnold, which saved 223 lives over three decades, returned to Burnham and Heybridge, offering fundraising guided tours for the RNLI Maldon branch. Two events to support Ukrainian refugees, organised by Braintree Council and Braintree Community Centre, have been so successful, more could be organised to tackle specific issues.